Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Tzadi Zayin, the mitzvah of Minui Melech, the first of six mitzvos which relate to a king. Says the Torah in Sheni, Parsha Shoftim, V'chisavo ala aretz, Asher Hashem alokecha nosein lach, if you come to the land that Hashem gives you, V'rishta v'yashavta ba, and you settle there, V'yamarta, and you say, or you will say, we'll have to talk about that word, Asima alai melech, v'chalagayim asher svivosai, I want a king. Asim alai melech, som tasim alecha melech, you shall surely appoint a king upon them. Asher yivchar Hashem alakecha bo, that Hashem chooses, mikerav achecha, tasim alecha melech, he should be from amongst your brethren, lo sucha lo seis alecha ishnachri, asher lo achichahu. You cannot appoint an ishnachri, that would be better than the next mitzvah, someone who is not from Yisrael. But today, the mitzvah is the general mitzvah of appointing a king. We'll get into the other mitzvahs of not too many wives, not too many horses, not too much money, right? All of that are the halachos and all the mitzvahs. The six mitzvahs related to Minui Melech, all discussed in Sefer Melachim in the Rambam, except for one, which is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, unique to a melech, but today is Tav Tzadi Zayin, 497, the first one. Says the Sefer Achinuch, Shiditz Tavinu, Limnos Aleinu Melech mi Yisrael, Yikapsenu Kulono v'yanigenu kechepso. He will gather us, it's our mitzvah, the language is to appoint him, and to gather us in and lead us, v'al zenemar, Som Tasim Alecha Melech. And the Sifri says, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Mitzvahs Aseh. This is counted as a mitzvah d'oraisa by the Chinuch, following the Rambam. The Rambam says this in beginning of Hilchos Malachim. Shalosh mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael b'shas k'tisas on la'aretz. There are three mitzvahs that we are obligated in as a tzibur when we go into Eretz Yisrael. Libnos lahem melech, shenemar som tasim alecha melech. Number one, ulahach rezaru shalamalek. To wipe out amalek, we need a melech to do that. That's why the melech comes first. Tim chazer chamalek. And then, v'libnos lahem beis ha'bechira. Shneamar lo shichno sidrashu uvasa shama. The pasuk is quoted. Interesting. We've discussed that in the past. Why that pasuk is quoted here, and not the pasuk of Yasuli Migdash. But that is the mitzvah mini melech, and even in the koteret, limnos melech mi Yisrael, to appoint the king. That is the mitzvah of Minui Melech. The Ramban himself also, the Ramban on this pasuk, says that it is a mitzvah to appoint a king. What are they trying to preclude? We'll see in a second. But says the Ramban right here, Al das Raboseinu, he mitzvah saseh, sheyechayev osan ulomarkein, achar yerusha v'yeshiva. Kalashon, where do you have a similar lashon of v'yamarta asim alai melech, v'yasisa ma'akel agagecha? Vizgar v'yamarta, ki mitzvah sheyevo lefnei ha'kohanim alviyim, v'lashofet, v'yomru lahem ritzoneinu shenasim aleinu melech. Right, it is a mitzvah. And not only that, it is foreshadowing, says the Ramban. When they asked for a melech in the time of Shaul, that is exactly what occurred, the Yamarta, and you will say the mitzvah is going to start with the people. We'll get back to the rest of the Ramban soon. But Mishorshia mitzvah, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Says the Chinuch Kasavti B'Kesef Talveh, I already wrote in Mishpatim when I wrote about the mitzvah of cursing a Nasi. There I wrote about the position and the importance of having one central leader, says the Sefer HaChinuch, having leadership and having a central leader. It's impossible to have law and order unless you have leadership. This is the Chinuch and Mitzvah Ayin Aleph. La'asos mitzvah so, l'kayim gzirosav, as long as he's a fair and just following the Torah leader. Mipnei she'deos b'nei adam chalukin zeh mizeh, because people think differently. V'lo yaskibu kulam la'olam adas achas, there'll just be anarchy if everybody makes up their own rules and there's no leadership, and it will be, society won't be able to function. Mitokach yitzei mibineim ha'bitol v'ha'asifa b'pe'ulos. Al-kein tzrichen l'kabel das echan mehem imto v'imra l'man yitzlechu v'yasku b'isko shel olam. Pam yimatzei ba'asad v'chatzot to'elos rabo pam behefach. Right, there has to be a leader. That's the way that society can function, and that's the way nations can function. And that's the mitzvah of Minui Melech. So he says, I already wrote that there. V'sham herachti, and now we're back to our mitzvah, b'to'eles hanimsa la'am, b'yos aleim ishecha l'rosh l'katzin. One leader, kilo yiskayim yishuv adam ha'am b'shalom b'iltizeh. If we don't have leadership, it's not going to happen. So it is a mitzvah. The big question that is asked by the mefarshim, the rishonim, the achronim, and that is, if this is such a mitzvah, it's one of the 613, so why was Shmuel Hanavi and Hashem so upset in Shmuel Aleph and Perachef? The pasuk says, "Vayikisha kasher zaken Shmuel." Shmuel's getting older, and he has sons, Yoel and Avia. And Bnei Yisrael come to him and say, "Vayom Reva, hine ata zakanta, uva nechalo halchu bidrachecha. Your children aren't fulfilling your space. Ata simalanu melech l'shavteinu kachalagayim. Please place a king. We want to fulfill the mitzvah." Vayera hadavar be'enei Shmuel, and Shmuel was very upset. Kasher amru tznalanu melech l'shavteinu. Vayis palel Shmuel el Hashem, and Shmuel David. Vayomar Hashem el Shmuel, and Hashem answered, Shema bekol ha'am l'chol asher yomrei lecha. He listened to them. And then Hashem adds, ki lo oscha ma'asu, ki osi ma'asu mimalocha lehem. It's not you that you're upset about, they're upset at me. They're upset, they want to reject me as their king. K'chol ha'masim asher asu, like everything they've done, Hashem is obviously very upset here. Mi'yom ha'alosi osami mesrayim v'yad ha'yom hazeh v'yazvuni, v'yavdu Elohim achirim, kein hema osim gam lach. V'yad ha'shma b'kolam, ah, so tell them, fine, appoint a king, but tell them exactly what a king entails. Ach ki ha'ed ta'id b'hem, v'gata lehem mishpat ha'melech asher yimloch aleihem. Let them know. So Shmuel turns out around to Am Yisrael that are asking for a king, and he says, Zeyeh mishpat ha'melech. The king will be able to do this asher yimloch aleichem. Es b'neichem yikach, v'sam lo b'mer kavdo parashav. He can take your children for the army. He can take your cars. V'lasam lo sari alavav sari meos. V'lachrish charisho. And he can plow where he wants. V'luxor kitziro. V'es b'no seichem yikach. He says all these things that the king will be allowed to do. And the Gemara Sanhedrin discusses whether all this is a threat or this is an allowance. This is an allowance. And what do they say? Fine, we'll take it. Shmuel listened, and he will go. And that's when the story of Shaul comes onto the scene. So the big shaila is, what was so bad about the request? It's a mitzvah zasei daraisa. It's a mitzvah right here, mitzvah 497. So why is it so bad? So there are many discussions, many suggestions given. I'll mention a few of them. The Radak on the pasuk there in Shmuel, the most popular answer is, look closely at their lashon. They want a king because they want to be like the other nations, not because they want a king to fulfill the mitzvah. Sima lanu melech l'shavteinu kechol hagayim. And also later in the parak, it says the same thing. Hayinu gam anachnu kechol hagayim. Right, we want to be like them. That's the problem. A king per se is one thing, but a king to be like the other nations, that's different. Aye, the question is asked, but doesn't it say in the Torah this lashon? In our pasuk, v'yamarta sima lanu melech kechol hagayim asher svivosai. So the Ramban says, yeah, but that's just foreshadowing. It's not saying that's good, that's just saying what is, the Torah is alluding to what exactly is going to happen, not that it is the ideal. And also, just to note, this is the Musar HaNeviim, the Rav from Denver, in a Sefer al-Navi, he says that yes, the Torah says that it is okay to have a melech, but it's a very different type of melech than they asked for. If you look at the rule, look at what it says in Shmuel. The rights of the melech, that's what Shmuel was trying to convince them to withdraw their request. But if you look in the Torah, it's all responsibilities of the melech. It's not just the rights of the melech. Responsibilities, lo yarba lo nashim, lo yarba lo susa v'chulu. This is the type of melech that I'm talking about. Right? Not kechol melech kechol gayim asher svivosai. Right? A very different idea of a melech. So that's idea number one, that they asked for it for the wrong reasons. Kechol gayim asher svivosai. The Radak also says, maybe based on the psuk, the pasuk of the psukim also, is that their asking for a melech was a reflection of a lack of emun in Hashem. Because after all, they don't need a king. They have one king, capital K. So that is why they are not allowed. That was their mistake. That was number two. A third idea suggested by the Me'iri. The Me'iri is quoted in Zechas Harios in the third parak. The Me'iri says that Hashem promised a king and says it's a mitzvah, but that's only from Sheva Yehuda, based on the pasuk in Vayechi. Lo yasser Sheva Yehuda, as Bezer will get back to that Ramban a little later. And it wasn't ripe right now for the king to come from Sheva Yehuda. As we know, Shaul was not from Yehuda. And that was the problem. Their request was okay, but the timing was a problem. Maybe later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had it as part of the divine plan. But the fact that they asked for it and they jumped the gun, that was a problem. The Malbim also has a couple of suggestions, and he says, beautiful, that maybe a king is appropriate when Bnei Yisrael are functioning b'derech hateva, and they need a king. But at this time, in the time of Shmuel HaNavi, they were still in the times of the Nevi'im, and there was Nisim that were more prevalent, so therefore that was not appropriate to ask for a king when it was Hashkacha B'derech Nes. That's what Shmuel was against, and maybe that was the problem with the Meraglim, Bechulu, the Bible continues. Again, there are others as well. Okay, that was a couple of suggestions, but look more, feel free to analyze. If you look at the Abarbanel right here, the Abarbanel says, well, I possibly like the opinion that it's not a mitzvah. He rejects the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch. It's not a mitzvah. It's a reshus. It's a reshus that at different times in history, it is more appropriate or less appropriate to ask for kings. So therefore, we have to realize exactly that it wasn't a perfect suggestion that was said there in Sefer Shmuel. Okay, Midini HaMitzvah. So, Rov Rishonim assume there is a mitzvah, and we just have to work out that story in Shmuel, why they were so upset. But let's talk about the mitzvah. Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas? Mash'amru Zechonim Levracha. She'ein ma'amidin melech Yisrael b'tchilo. Who decides? How do you appoint a king only with a Bezdin of 71? Shimon v'zakeinim v'alpi Navi. You need the Bezdin, Sanhedrin HaGadol, and you need a Navi. Both to take part in the appointment of the king. The Briska Rav, in his Sefer on the Rambam, points out that when the Rambam lists off all the jobs of the Bezdin HaGadol in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he does not list off the appointment, he does list off the appointment of the king, but he does not list off the appointment of the Kohen Gadol. And both of those need 71. And that's the question. The Lecha Mishnah asks, when the Rambam quotes all of these in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Ein ma'amidin melech al bezdin shel Shimon v'yechad. The Lecha Mishnah says that if you look in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, the Tosefta has both. Ein ma'amidin lo melech v'lo kohen gadol el bebezdin shel ayin aleph. So why does the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin only mention melech and not kohen gadol? Suggests the Briska Rav, well, what is the bezdin functioning as when they appoint a king? And what is the bezdin functioning as when they appoint the melech? There's two different halachas. One halacha, the appointment, the minui melech, needs a chaloshem bezdin agadol. That's why they are there. They need, it's a din of bezdin. By a kohen gadol, it's not a din of bezdin. The kohen gadol doesn't need bezdin agadol. The kohen gadol needs a representation of Am Yisrael. Not a bezdin per se, but a representation of Am Yisrael. It happens to be that the bezdin agadol represents Am Yisrael. But when they are there and appointed the kohen gadol, that is not as a function of there being a Bezdin, the highest court, but it's a function of there being the representatives of Klal Yisrael. So that's a very different function. They play two both functions, but one is used for 71 for a king and one for a Kohen Gadol. That's what the Briska Rav says to answer up the Rambam. The Vemes Cholak Din Melech Midin Kohen Gadol Bahachdin Adin Mamidin Osan Alva Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph. When it comes to Melech Havi Kachol Advarim Shetun and Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph, like being Mosif on the ear and the Azaros, right? Many different halachas that require a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. But when it comes to the appointing the Kohen Gadol, that's in his Lashon, Dibidavar Hashayach L'Kol Yisrael, HaBezdin Shal Ayin Aleph Hima Bailam Alzeh. They're the Nitzigim, they're the representatives of Klal Yisrael, and they have to be there to witness it. So that is, just lumdis-wise, the difference between 71 when it comes to a king and 71 when it comes to a Kohen Gadol. Let's continue. So we need the 70 Bezdin of HaGadol, and we need a Navi. Like where do we know this from? Ki Yehoshua, Sheminuhu Moshe Rabbeinu Beis Dino. Like Yehoshua, who was appointed by Moshe, the Navi, and his Bezdin. Ukishaul v'David, and Shaul David, that were anointed and appointed by Shmuel HaNavi, and his Bezdin. Stop there for a minute. Yehoshua ben Nun was a melech? He had the status of a melech? The Menachas Chinuch wonders about this. He says, Yehoshua ben Nun? Who gave him the status of a melech? So Chazal, though, in a number of sources, seem to say this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes. What's the source for Morad b'Malchus? As Bezra will talk about more soon. Rebelling against the king. What's the source of that? It's a pasuk in the first parak of Sefer Yehoshua. Kol Yisheshar Yamres Picha. So we know from Yehoshua ben Nun, he had the status of a melech. The Gemara in Yuma And Dafayin Gimel talks about the Urim V'Tumim is only consulted when a melech needs something. And again, Rashi quotes there, Yeshua ben Nun is the source. So the Chinuch says it beferish, that Yeshua ben Nun had a status of a melech, as Moshe Rabbeinu did as well. And that's how we can learn even halachos about a melech from this. Umasha Amru Sheim Amid, from Yeshua. Umasha Amru Sheim Amid in Isha B'malchus. A woman can't be a queen. So, we're going to save that discussion for a couple of days from now when we talk about the number of wives that a king could have. So we'll hold off on that. We'll talk about Sarara, Bez Hashem, and positions of authority for women. Shemar Melech Olamalka. We'll get back to that. Ukshiva Midina Melech, when we appoint a king, Hayumoshcha Noso B'Shem and Amishcha, we need to anoint the king with the anointing oil. Once the first king is anointed, though, then he and his children is automatic. As the Gemara says, both in Shkalim in the Yerushalmi and in Maseches Harios, we're not Ma'amid, we're not Moshech, Melech ben Melech. It's automatic. Every Melech, once his father was anointed, so he gets it automatically, unless there's a Machlokes. So it seems to be then a Tzarek Durabanan to anoint. But Meikra Din on Daraisa level, the Yoresh of a king does not need anointing. Kamosha Kasov, Laman Yarach Yamim Amamachto, Hu Uvanav, the Kerev of Yisrael, Hiniach Ben Katan, if it was a child, the child was too young, then you wait till he gets older. And the older you are, that's the position you get. Skip for a minute. V'cholim minuyin shebe Yisrael, and this idea really applies to other positions on Israel as well. It's ben achar ben, as long as the ben fills the shoes of the father in Yiras Shamayim. Relating to this, the Menachas Chinuch in Os Aleph makes the same ha'ara he made back in Parshas Kisisa by the mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha, where he says, I wonder, he doesn't answer it, but he says, I wonder, when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to be from Beis David. And Beis Hashem is not going to be machlokes about it. Everybody's going to agree and be ma'ached around Mashiach. So the question is that person going to need Mashiach? Because Melech ben Melech does not need Mashiach. So there was a big hefsek in time, but biologically it's going to be from David HaMelech. So it could be that Mashiach will not need Mashiach. Ironically, we call him Mashiach, but he might not need Mashiachas. That is the ha'ara of the Menachas Chinuch. Continuing. So this was all about the mitzvah of Minoy, but as the Chinuch is going to say, also how we behave towards the king is also included in this mitzvah. Umash Amr Zechorin Alevracha, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Shetehei Emaso Alecha, his Ema should be upon you, Klomar, Shenira Oso, Vinam in the Chol Dvarah, V'chol Davar Shle Yitzav Kenegad HaTorah. As long as he does not violate the Torah, we have to be in awe of him, and we have to protect him, and we have to be mechabed him. V'nechabdeu B'tachlis HaKavod HaRoy L'Basar Adam. And anybody who violates this, right, as long as it is a melech that is not a pirate, right, malchus, it's somebody who was appointed based on Torah law, omored b'shuminyan, and he rebels, harishus b'yad melech lahargo, mored b'malchus, that is the halacha, as we know from Uriah, we know from Yoav, the other stories that are in the Torah. Continuing, Mashamar Zechon Lavracha, what Chazal say, Sherishus b'yad melech lasos lo derech, b'em sasos v'kramim, all this is included in the mitzvah. The appointment, how we are supposed to behave with him, and how he has to run the country, and he could do whatever he wants. Like, and the psukim describe it here in Parsha Shoftim. Shuyachol adun b'nei adah k'fima sheniru lo ha'emes, afilu b'loidim brurin. Right, he could do it, he's in a separate class. The Gemara even says, a couple of lines later, melech shemachal al kvodo, in kvodo machol. The melech can't be mochal on his kavod, unlike a rav, who can be mochal on his kavod because it's Torah delay. A melech's kavod comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he can't be mochal. V'chol advar mo'elu, hakol litovas, Ha'am ulato al asam. And the fact that he can't be mochel is for the good of the people. For the good of the people. And then he says, you want to know the rest of the halachas? Look in. This is maybe a one time. Very, very unusual. Usually he says, look in Maseches this, look in Maseches that, but based on Psukim in the Torah. He says, you want to know the rest of the halachas? Look in Sefer Shmuel. Because that's where we learn halachas of the king from. The responsibilities and the rights. The responsibilities are more in the Torah. The rights are more in Sefer Shmuel, where he was trying to convince them not to request a king to take back their request, and yet they went through with their request, but those psukim are crucial. Vizos mina mitzvos hamutalos al tzibur kulan hazacharim ki lohem yos lasos in yanim eila. This is a mitzvah that's upon the tzibur. Males, not so females, he doesn't include because they're not involved, but if they are involved, it's a mitzvah either way, not on a yachid, but on a tzibur. Vinohegas, when does the mitzvah apply? Bizman Yisrael al masa. We don't have the mitzvah today. It's only when the entire Jewish people is back in Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the three mitzvahs that we are commanded to do when we go into Eretz Yisrael, appoint a king, build a Beis HaMikdash, and Lahakra Zara Shalom Malik. Rav Soloveitchik noted that the Gemara says there that these have to be done in order. A king, and then a malik, and then a king, and then a malik, and then Beis HaBechira. That's the order that is given in the Gemara. Right, the chinuch here changes it, but the Gemara gives the way the Rambam says it. First, appoint the king in order to then get the army. Then you wipe out Amalek. Then you build the base of Mikdash. So, if it has to be in that order, so what does it mean that there are three mitzvahs that are mechuyev right when we go in? There's only one. After we do the first one, then we do the second one, and then we do the third one. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that brisa proves that there's an idea of a mitzvah being obligatory, even though it's impossible to fulfill yet. And he says, gives the mashal. He says something. The carbon tamid. There are two carbon tamids. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah. So what do you mean? In the morning, you can only bring one carbon tamid. How could you say there are two mitzvahs? There's two halves of one mitzvah. The answer is no. When you wake up in the morning, there's a chiyuv of two, even though there's two different time frames for that chiyuv to be fulfilled. The same thing with the two mitzvahs, one mitzvah of ketores and one mitzvah of lighting the Saint Kriya Shema. Sorry, so he can have that idea, but he learns that from that brisa. Last paragraph. V'yal tahara b'ni, says the chinuch, my son, and don't be confused and say, well, what's the mitzvah for me today? David HaMelech was already appointed. There's nobody that's going to usurp the throne. There's an Isser D'Oraisa to be a king if you're not from David HaMelech. So what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah once David HaMelech got it? V'halo mishenim shach David HaMelech v'stalkazos ha-mitzvah mi-Yisrael. Shalu yiyelahem limnos od melech. Says the Sefer Chinuch, no, as we have already mentioned. All the halachas related. Number one, not just appointed the king, but being mechazik and acting and behaving in a way that there is a malchus. That also is part of it. Keeping it going. Protecting the institution of malchus. And dealing with the melech in that way. That's all part of the mitzvah. So even though, yes, David HaMelech and his family were already chosen, there are still elements that would apply. Okay, that gets us started. We're going to have a number of mitzvahs. Five more mitzvahs related to the institution of melech. And Bezeshem will get to talk about a lot of other different inyanim.